Hey, hi everyone. Welcome to American Truth Finders. I'm Neil Douglas, and I'm your host for the show. And you know something? We have another great show lined up for tonight. Title of our show tonight is Agenda 21 Starts with the Community. Remember Karen Schoen, if you heard her show, that was what she said. Agenda 21, which is part of the whole New World Order, and we're going to get into that with our guest. It starts at the community level. And our guest is David Frank. Now, I'm just going to have to say this. When I titled the show, that David Frank just may have the answer to stop Agenda 21. It is a call-in show, folks. So I want you to feel free to call in and ask any questions that you might have. Remember, I tell you this every week. There's never a dumb question. Call your friends. If they're not listening, tell them to get online to AmericanTruthFinders.com or BBSRadio.com, and they can hear the show and call in, because I'm going to give you the phone number. And it is on the, on your screen if you go to BBSRadio.com. And I got to be honest with you, it may or, well, if you go to my site, you'll click on, it'll come up to BBS Radio. You'll see the site and the number. The number is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. Our website is AmericanTruthFinders.com. And my email is AmericanTruthFinders@gmail.com. Or if you want to visit me on Facebook, it's just type in Neil Douglas and you should find me. Dave Frank, how are you, buddy?
Hey, good, Neil. Good to be with you.
Well, that's good to hear you. And by gosh, it's been a long time. And the reason I say that, Dave, most of the people out there don't know that you and I used to do a show together. I didn't want to embarrass you in front of everybody. What's that? Well, what'd you say?
Hey. Well,
Well, I'll tell you what. You're breaking up on me, Dave, but I'll tell you what. I'm going to keep talking until we can fix that, okay? Actually, Dave has a book that you can get on Amazon or most any place. It's called 3 Million Minds Changing America, Peace, P-I-E-C-E by Peace, P-E-A-C-E. And I've known Dave for many years. And I got to tell you, he's worked hard on this issue, and he is working in his own local area community to get this thing off the ground, because we've got some things we're going to talk about tonight, and I'm going to question him hard. He knows that. I mean, he's used to hard knocks. So, Dave, how can you hear me good now? Maybe I lost him. Maybe our engineer Don can try to connect with him. Hey, we got Dave back online. Sorry for that interruption, but you know that's what happened with technology. You know, we love technology. You know, it can work both ways. It can work for you, or it can work against you. Dave, I think you're familiar with that term.
Well, Neil, hey, thanks for the great job you're doing. And you know, that is the truth. You know, we do have technology now, and it's miraculous. And when it works great, it works great. And when it's used against us, it's not a good thing. So, you know, the goal from now on in America, I hope now that people are awake and ready to stand up and do something about our situation, I think we need to start using technology to really empower all of the people and give everyone a real and equal voice.
You know, Dave, I'm glad you brought that up, because just recently because the internet is such a great way of interacting with people from all over the world. But just recently, the president says, hey, we're taking over the internet. The FCC is going to take over the internet. What's that going to do, do you think?
Well, everything the government touches doesn't work. I mean, let's face it. Our schools don't work. Our healthcare doesn't work. Nothing works. Energy is in trouble. Our environment's in trouble. The judicial system is as broken as the day is long. The penal system is like a 21st century concentration camp. And everything that the government touches doesn't work. And the reason for that, Neil, is whenever you have a top-down system, top-down systems always benefit the people at the top. And, you know, that's why we have 5% of the population that now owns 80% of the wealth, which leaves 95% of us fighting over the 20% that's left. And, you know, you just have too much desperation out there, and we all know that desperate people do desperate things. What we've got to do is we've got to change America. It's the greatest country in the world, but the system no longer works. It just works for the people at the top. And we now have the opportunity through this amazing technology, this communication technology, to let everyone in America have a real and equal voice. I'll tell you, Neil, I'm 66 years old. I've never been asked my opinion on any issue. I have no voice. I have no representation. It's not we the people anymore. It's we the people at the top. I think what we need to do is use communication technology in our communities and start rebuilding America from the ground up, not the top down.
Well, you know, you and I discussed this a little bit, and I discussed it on my last show 2 weeks ago. And that is that, you know, Ross Perot had a very good plan, but his was from the top down.
Yeah, yeah.
You and I had discussed this. So what you're saying is, like Karen Schoen, is that it has to start from the bottom up within the community.
That's right. And the politicians aren't going to fix it for us. We the people have to fix it ourselves. And we have all the technology in place. Perot was absolutely right. You know, he's on Larry King Live about 25 years ago. He said technological town hall meeting system, but he thought that you build it from the top down. You build a system like that from the ground up, community by community. You know, we're in the 21st century now. You know, we have the Travel Channel, the Food Channel, the Sports Channel. We have all these different channels on TV, but we don't have the most important channel. And the most important channel in your community will be the local issues TV, radio, and internet channel. And that's going to be the channel where you, the people, decide if you want Agenda 21 in your piece of America. You, the people, decide what kind of education system you want. You, the people, decide how to fix your judicial system, your penal system, your environment. Whatever it is, this channel will give everyone in your community the opportunity to share their ideas to make their piece of America better. And, you know, once again, we live in the 21st century. We don't live 240 years ago when our founding fathers were around and when this system started. And we're now voting on American Idol. We vote on Dancing with the Stars. We vote on CNN, Fox. But we aren't voting on the important things in our lives. And all we've got to do is we've got to have a local issues television, radio, and internet channel to send the ideas out that you, the people in the community, have. And then by building a database in each community, we can provide people with ID number and PIN number, where when you hear an issue that you want to see implemented in your community, you can vote with any touch-tone phone. Your call will go into the database. It'll ask you for your ID number and PIN number, ask you what issue number you'd like to vote on, press 1 for yes, 2 for no, count your vote, block you out from voting more than once, and we can now have decisions made of the people, by the people, and for the people.
Dave, let me ask you this question. And we're going to get into something a little deeper, you know, later on in the show, but to start off with, because of the idea of the local internet, local channel, TV channel, perhaps, and using the telephone, what happens? Because like anything, you know, there's always ways to hack into things. Do you feel that's an issue with your allowing people to put in their ID on the phone and dial in on the phone and do it?
I don't think that's an issue, because if it was really that easy, Neil, I'd be going into your checking account right now and getting your money. You know, it's
Are you that good?
But there are fail safes that are out there, and you know, you're not talking about having somebody vote for who's going to make decisions for 300 million people. People are going to be voting on issues like where their tax money should go, what their taxes should be, ideas in the education system, ideas environmentally, ideas as far as making your judicial system really work for the community. So I don't think, you know, people aren't going to really want to tap into somebody else's ID to get one more vote, when instead of having, say, nine people on a city council vote for something, you're going to have maybe 100,000 people in your community voting. So I don't really think that's an issue. Obviously, you know, things can happen, but
right,
it's much better today than it was 25 years ago, and we can set it up where, hey, one person, one vote. Neil, I mean, look at it this way. I can pay my Sprint phone bill on my cell phone by pushing four buttons, and they can take money out of my checking account and put it into their checking account without a problem. So
I think if
the corporations can use technology to set up a system like that, I think we as a community can set up a system to make sure each person only gets one vote.
Okay, let me go on a little bit further here. Now, when you talk about in the community, starting, you know, at the bottom, and you talk about, like, say, for instance, a local TV channel.
Right.
Tell our audience what you're referring to, because, you know, a lot of people now use, like, say, Dish TV or DirecTV, you know, I'm not trying to give them a plug. I'm just giving an example. Satellite TV. How's that?
Right.
Or they use some kind of cable setup, or just a local antenna service because of the that's available now in all communities. Are you referring to like a local TV station?
Yeah, that's exactly what we're saying. We already have it set up and ready to go. When public broadcasting started years ago, people were excited because they actually thought that public broadcasting was going to broadcast the public. Well, today, you know, you turn on public broadcasting station and you see the Antique Roadshow and you see music from the 60s and cartoons. What we have to do is we have to use our only non-commercial broadcasting station, and that's public broadcasting, as our local issues TV, radio, and internet channel, and we're going to turn that into our local issues channel. And this is going to be the tool that we will use in our community so that when people in the community have those ideas to make the community better. You know, we've got to stop sitting around waiting for Washington, D.C. to fix our communities, or the state capitol to fix our communities, or the nine people and the mayor on the council to fix our communities. We are not tapping into our greatest natural resource, and that's the hearts and the minds of the American people. And what this will do is allow people in your community that have ideas to make your community better and better to present their ideas. We want people to be educated if they're going to be voting on these issues. So what we're going to have is a debate by these on these issues, and we're going to videotape that debate and replay that over our local TV, radio, and internet channel. And we're going to let people that are interested in these various ideas vote. And that way we can start empowering the people in our community and building the kind of community that we, the people, want, not the politicians.
Okay. Now, of course, you got somebody back there in the background somewhere out there listening that's saying, well, yeah, but that means what if only a handful of people are making decisions in your community that passed this particular bill or law that, you know, that you're referring to, or might be up for a vote. But that's happening anyway, Dave.
Well, that's what's happening now. You've got a handful.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's what's happening now, and that's why nothing works, because we have 267,000 people or brain cells in our community. And out of those 267,000 brain cells, we're only using 9 on the city council, maybe add one more for the mayor. And what we've really got is a brain dead system. You know, when you look at your education system, you might have a superintendent and 7 people on a school board making decisions for the parents and the teachers and everyone that are paying taxes supporting the education system. It's another example of a brain dead system. That's why nothing works in our communities. What we've got to do is use as many brain cells as possible, and we've got to start, you know, making things better in our communities, and that's exactly what we can do.
Well, you know, you've hit on a point that has always been a sore point with me anyway, and that is, in Washington, we got, what, 350, 55, I don't know.
500, people, we have 535 people in Congress, and their rating, by the way, Neil, is 90% dissatisfaction rate by the American people, which is a failure.
Well, and what's wrong with that, David, is the fact that no one has a clue what to do about it.
No,
you know,
they're going to keep
about the American people.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're letting them, we're going to the same people that have created this mess to fix this mess. And what we've got to realize is that nobody has the answer to these problems. We all do. You know, the all-knowing is what we all know. The trick is tapping into what we all know. And the way that you do that is the same way you eat an elephant. You do it piece by piece, community by community, because when we start raising, debating, and voting on issues in our community, and we find things that work, then we can share that with 999 other communities around the country. And when they find things that work, they can share it with us, and we can start rebuilding America, not from the top down, but from the ground up.
Well, you know, it sounds to me like what you're actually saying is, for people that are out there listening, that they need to pay real close attention because, in fact, to get the idea of what you're doing, maybe they need to know how to contact you, Dave, because I know I'm going to be very honest. I mean, I'm on Facebook a lot, and I see a lot of people complaining. Today, in fact, where cities are saying you have to use their power. You can't get away from the grid.
Right.
You know, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You know, who made that decision?
Well, we the people did not, and the people on our city councils have made those horrible decisions that have put us on that grid. And what we've got to do is get off of that grid, because what happens is if they control your electricity, they control your community, because by controlling your electricity, you control all the money. Because if nobody's got cash anymore, at least most people don't.
That's right.
So your money is, you know, it's on a debit or a credit card. Well, if all of a sudden these guys decide to turn off the electricity in your community, everybody's broke. And when everybody goes broke, what you have is desperate people, and desperate people start doing desperate things. And that's when, you know, our whole society starts to fall apart. That's exactly what happened in Germany. You know, they broke the economy in Germany, and then that opened the door for this central government to control the whole country, and that's basically what's happening now. You know, the central government controls our education, our health care, our energy, our money. They control everything, and I believe that's part of the New World Plantation, Neil. I really do.
I do, too. I do, too, Dave. In fact, I have to tell you that the whole idea of this new world order, you know, is not just here in the United States. And Agenda 21 is part of this new world order, if I can use that term. I know it's been used for years, but it's here. It is here because
they've been quietly putting the pieces together. You know, the New World Order controls the politicians, and the politicians control we the people. But, you know, it was Rothschild years ago that said, I don't care who makes the laws, I just want to control the interest rates. Well, he was smart enough to realize that by controlling the interest rates, what that really does is control the money supply. And
sure
when you
does.
Control the money supply, that controls the economy. When you can control the economy, you control the politicians. And when you control the politicians, you control the people. And we've got to get away from a system like that where we, the people, have to start having a voice and, like I said, deciding what kind of piece of America we all want.
Well, Dave, let me throw in something to you. In many cases, as we all know, local politicians, whether they start as a councilman or whatever, and they work their way up to mayor, the next thing you know, they're a governor. The next thing you know, they're a senator or a congressman or you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. My point being is what you're saying is you are – your plan is going to stop that.
The way that you pull the ladder from the people at the top is you don't pull the ladder from the bottom, like these guys running for president. But you know, they're sort of pretending that that's what they're going to do. You pull the ladder from the bottom, community by community. And in fact, that's sort of what Colorado did. You know, with the marijuana thing, where the federal government decided, well, marijuana is going to be illegal across America. And what the governor allowed to happen was the people in Colorado to actually vote on that issue. And when the people voted, they said, no, you know, we don't care what the federal government says. We want the legalization of marijuana. And that's just one issue. That's just one example. But there's so many things that we can do. We can give the education system back to where it all started with the parents and the teachers. You're old enough to remember the PTA, where the parents and the teachers came up with ideas to make our schools better. They debated them, they voted on them, they implemented them. And then somewhere along the line, the school board took over, you know, and then it turned into the brain dead system. And then from the school board, the state took over our education system. And now the federal government controls our education system. And what we've got to do is we've got to give it back to the people. And that's what technology can do. We couldn't have really done this 30 years ago because we didn't have the social media and the communication technology that we now have. But we've got it now. And if we don't use it, we're just silly, because I'm sure most of your listeners feel the same way I do. Hey, nobody's asking me my opinion. I have no voice. I have no representation. So these guys can call themselves representatives all they want, but the fact of the matter is, if they aren't communicating with you, they aren't representing you. And since we now are waking up to find that we have no representation, we ought to just come up with a new plan where we just represent ourselves.
Well, you know, that brings me to a point. I'm going to give out our phone number again, Dave, because I want to ask people to call in and question you if they have questions, which I'm sure they do, number one, because there's a lot of communities out there right now that are going through a lot of chaos. You've got armored vehicles. You've got federal police in communities now. They call it a test market. But that's what's happening. Our phone number is 888-627-6008. If you have a question for Dave, I want you to call in. But I also want you to call and tell him, I want to hear some people out there tell me whether there has or has not ever been a congressman or a representative, or I don't care, senator or representative, whatever you want to call the darn people, that have called you up and said, hey, what is your opinion on what I'm going to vote on? If there is anybody out there that has had that happen, I want to hear from you. And if you haven't had it happen, I want to hear from you too, and I'm sure Dave does too. Dave, will you give out your website?
Yeah, it's onevoicenow.org. /video. On the video is the plan, the blueprint that each community needs to set up their own communication system so that you, the people, can start having a voice, not once a year to vote for the lesser of the evils. I'm talking about having a voice every day and participating and fixing up the kind of, you know, the kind of community that you really want for yourself and your kids. So you know, I hope you check out the website. All the information is there. Once again, Neil, the politicians are not going to do this for us. They're happy. They're making $18,000 a month. They've got the best health care on the planet. They've got the best retirement plan on the planet. They've got their egos that are smoking. And, you know, they are not going to change a system that is working for them. And they've sold their souls to big business. We all know that. You know, we have a system where, you know, you've got the special interest and the lobbyists and the politicians. Look, you know, the special interests have a voice. We the people have none. We've got to come up with a better plan, and this is it. This plan won me the Dr. Martin Luther King Award here in Indiana because what it does is it really fulfills the dream of Dr. King by giving all people a real and equal voice on the issues affecting their lives. And the other thing that it does that I'm excited about, Neil, and I think you'll like this too, you know, several thousand years ago there was a prophet that said that there will be a day where the last shall be first and the first shall be last. What this communication technology allows us to do is allow that day to feed today. You know, instead of the politicians telling us what kind of world we're going to live in, we will now all have an equal voice in deciding and telling them what kind of world we're going to live in. So I think it does a lot of great things. Let me mention one other thing that I think your listeners will really like. We've got to get organized because we now realize that the system that we have is very similar to organized crime. You know, we're seeing the Clintons, you know, Bill Clinton giving a 45-minute speech and getting $750,000 that goes into his family checking account while his wife is dealing with somebody from the country, that the same country that's giving him that check. You know, that's nothing but payola, and when you've got to bribe somebody, whether it be a judge, a juror, or a politician, to make a decision on an issue, if you ever bribe them, you will always bribe them to make the wrong decision. You never bribe somebody to make the right decision. And this is what's happening in America, and what we really have now is the opportunity to really make things right in America. This prophet several thousand years ago said, seek the truth, it'll make you free. You know, when the politicians say this is what the American people want, I think most people scratch their heads and go, wait a minute, nobody asked me.
Well, and that's the truth. And Dave, we got a caller on line three, Crystal from Maryland. Welcome aboard.
Well, thank you very much. Actually, I just accidentally had the station on because I was listening to it earlier for you know, education. I haven't heard anything else on this. I just needed to call in and say thank you beyond words. We have been like racking our brains trying to figure out like basically how to put together the next system, you know, after we bring down Common Core so that we're not, you know, basically chasing our tails in this whole, we'll, you know, replace it with something else that's the same bullcrap. And we've been trying to figure out, you know, kind of like a stone soup sort of a mentality, if you guys are familiar with that old story, you know, about how the villagers and, not many people are, so I wasn't quite sure. But, for everybody to put their voice in, because everybody does have, pieces to the puzzle, and everybody needs to be involved. And there's
Absolutely.
Not enough people that, you know, care. There's so many that are, you know, just
powerless. They feel powerless. And
mix of powerless and angry. But they're
Absolutely.
Not doing anything. So
Absolutely.
I can't thank you enough, and I'm definitely going to look into this information and just that simple concept.
Good. Well, Crystal, you know, I really appreciate you calling in from Maryland. And listen, I hope you tune in again. We're on every 2 weeks with my show. And you were talking about Common Core, Crystal. I am going to be doing a show on Common Core very soon because of the fact that this is part of Agenda 21 as well.
I don't know too much. I definitely need to educate myself on all the other areas. But, it does start at the root of with our kids and everything like that. So it's all – I know that it's all intertwined and it's all connected.
And I'll tell you what, I'm going to have Dave give – I'll have Dave give his website again, Crystal, so that you can go there and you can have your friends go there if you want that are wanting to get something done in your community. And, Crystal, I really appreciate your call. And have a great evening and thank you for tuning in.
Thanks, Crystal.
Okay, just before I get off, if I just want to say, hello?
Yeah.
Am I still on? Okay. Regarding the Common Core thing, I'm not sure who is and is not aware on your, you know, who listens to your specific station, since, like, for me, I only listened to my station earlier, you know, the same one, but I'm going to be listening to yours, guys, in the future. But we do have an entire East Coast movement that's happening, Jesse Turner's Walk. He started a few days ago, 400 miles in 40 days. And he's bringing everybody together in their communities, you know, getting people to, you know, have that, be able to have that spotlight and that voice and bring their voice to D.C. So just
That's wonderful. Yeah, that's really. And I hope you get this guy our information, because I'd like to talk to him and I'd like to work with him. And
he's a busy man right now, but we do have, plenty. And yeah, I will definitely connect.
Wonderful.
Thanks, Crystal.
Maybe not directly to him, because he's. But we'll
I understand. We understand, but at least you're going to try to do something, even amongst your own community. And ladies and gentlemen, this is what we're talking about. If you've got something you want to say or think about or ask Dave about, this is how you do it. You know, Crystal from Maryland, you know, she's been looking for something like this, for crying out loud, for her community. And Dave, you've just given her an idea.
Well, I hope so. I don't think we can make it any easier. You know, hey, you got a TV? Yeah. You got a touch-tone phone? Yeah. Well, why don't you just watch issues over the TV and vote by phone? All you've got to do is demand the necessary communication technology be set up in your community, and it's really, really ready to go. You know, Neil, there's another part of this that I think your listeners will really like. We've really got to get organized, and the way that you do it, like I said, is the way you eat an elephant, community by community. The politicians have figured this out a long time ago. What they've been doing is they've been remapping America with gerrymandering. And for your listeners that don't know what gerrymandering is, it's remapping their district so that they can get elected or reelected. It's all about benefiting themselves. The Postal Service figured it out a long time ago with zip codes. They remapped America with zip codes so they could deliver the mail better. The phone company figured it out with area codes. They remapped America so that we could communicate better. And what we've got to do as a country is we've got to figure it out, and we've got to remap America too. We can now remap America through satellite and communication technology so that America now looks like a honeycomb. And if you've ever looked at a honeycomb, you'll notice that it's made up of hexagons. Your community will now look like a hexagon. The nucleus will be your public broadcasting station, and you're going to turn that into your local issues, TV, radio, and internet channel. And by building a database, a very simple database in your community, so that when people want to vote on issues that are being presented by the community, your call will go in, you'll be identified with an ID number and PIN number, ask what issue number you want to vote on, press 1 for yes. And every time this video of this idea is replayed, there'll be an updated tally of the yeses and the noes over, a 10-day period. So not only will your community be educated on the issue, but the outcome will come directly from them. And then when we find things that work in our community, we'll share that with other communities. When they find things that work, they'll share it with us, and we start rebuilding America from the ground up.
Well, Dave, I'm going to say this to you that, and I'm going to, you know, I'm not embarrassed to tell my audience that there was a time that I might not have agreed totally with you, and only because of the vote by phone type thing. But I think what you've done is you've grown here, you know, to where with public television, and even though we're not talking about the PBR radio, because that's very left-wing government-owned, and I say that with a loose tongue. But anyway, my point being is not only have you got this idea, you're listening to – you're wanting to hear from other communities – that may have something to offer to help to even make this better.
Oh, it will get better. This is just the Model T rolling off the assembly line. It'll really get better and better. And Neil, I think one of the reasons that you were a little skeptical was you were afraid that you know, it went against the Constitution. But you have to realize, you know, we live in a different world today than our founding fathers lived 240 years ago. And they were all inventors. And they didn't have access to the communication technology that we now have. And if they were alive today, I'm sure they'd be using this communication technology to build a new system that is truly of the people, by the people, and for the people. And I think you'll find by really examining this plan that it really fulfills the Constitution even better than the Constitution, because the Constitution was an attempt, you know, 240 years ago, to have the direction of America decided of the people, by the people, and for the people. That's exactly what this system does. But the other thing that it does, and it's very important, especially now, especially talking about Agenda 21 and the other, you know, liberties that are being taken away from us by the federal government, what this does is it really allows the people themselves in each community to decide what role they want their federal government to play in their lives, their state government, and their local government. And can I, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I was just going to interrupt you for just, excuse me, for just one moment. Jade Helm 15, Dave, I'm not sure if you're familiar with that, but this is where they are practicing martial law, and they first is supposed to be in just a few states, okay?
Uh-huh.
It is growing, and it's growing to other states, and it's and people are unaware that it's even there, and they are, you know, they're arresting people. I mean, it's supposed to be mock arrests and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, make a long story short, this is part of Agenda 21 to get people used to the fact that if the government, if the president ever declares a martial law in this country, they know what to do to keep people under control. Well, they're not going to keep people from killing each other to get food and their ammunition or their water or whatever it is. What you're saying to the people is this can be stopped. You've got hope for America.
Yeah, they want us to be disorganized, and they can predict the future. They know that if they turn off the grid, that people are going to go crazy, and when people go crazy, there's going to be a lot of problems out there. And then what they do is they send the military in to save everybody, and we look at them like, oh my gosh, you're here to save us, you know, sort of like they had in New Orleans, but they never got saved.
Yeah.
But the reality is that we can prevent all this. We don't want to go through that. We, you know, their goal is to divide and conquer us. And the opposite of that is bringing everyone together. Well, obviously, you know, we have 267,000 people in our community, so we aren't all going to go down to the gymnasium. But we can hook up the necessary communication technology to bring everyone together, because this plan is for everyone. If you don't have a car, you can participate. If you're blind, you can participate. If you're a quadriplegic, you can participate. If you're deaf, everybody gets to participate. That's what technology can do for us. It's nothing short of a miracle that we've been waiting for, but what we've got to do is take the components that we now have, install them in our communities, and start hooking up as many brain cells as possible, and start tapping into our greatest natural resource, like I said, the hearts and the minds of the American people. And when we do this in our country, in our communities, they're going to do this in Israel, they're going to do this in Russia, they're going to do this everywhere, because once you implement a system like that, you're going to show people around the world that they don't have to be victims of greedy, hypocritic dictators either. They can now start having a real voice in designing the kind of world that they want, and we can all start rolling up our sleeves and fixing these issues together. But we can never, ever have equality until we all have a real and equal voice. That's what technology gives us.
And Dave, you and I both know that there are probably listeners out there that totally are disagreeing with you at this point, only because of maybe their own personal beliefs or maybe their religious beliefs or whatever it might be. It doesn't matter. But let me ask you, let me go one step further. From the community, okay,
mm-hmm.
We know that there's the county, in each state, or in whatever they call them in some states, you know what I'm saying. Then there's the state government, mm-hmm. on up to the federal government. So is by starting in the community, is that where everything is going to stay for this country? Is this what your plan is?
Yeah, absolutely. This is where we try out ideas and test market them and see if they work or not, as opposed to painting the whole country one color. We find out that it doesn't work, and, you know, and nothing changes. So that, yeah, absolutely. You need to test market it. In my video, I give the example of painting your house. Instead of painting your house all one color, what you do is you take a little part of your house and you paint it, and you step back and you say, does this look right or does this look wrong? That's what we've got to do in our communities. We test market ideas, and then we see how they work, and when we find things that do work, that's when we share it with other communities. And okay. once again, it's a ground-up approach.
Okay, let me ask you something. Before I do, though, I want to give our number out again. It's 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. And, folks, it doesn't cost you anything. So if you have a question or even a suggestion, call in. If you even disagree, call in. Dave's got big shoulders. I already know this. But Dave, let me ask you this, because you know somebody out there is thinking, okay, well, this might be great. But what happens when if the people are running the country, like you know, the government,
right,
or whatever,
right,
you want to be, because we're supposed to be the government.
Mm-hmm.
What happens when we have another country that says, we've got you. We got the nuclear power. You don't even have a leader, for crying out loud. Because you know somebody out there is thinking, what are we going to do? Are we going to just stand back and let them take us over? How do we handle those kind of situations?
I guess we can keep resolving our issues by killing each other, or we can take a different approach. And what we've got to do is, instead of telling other countries how they should live their lives, we need to show other countries how to live their lives. And you show other countries how to live their lives by providing equality for everyone. And that's what everyone wants, no matter what country they're in. Everybody's sick of these political dictators that, we've got to vote for this guy to make all the decisions for us, or that guy to make all the decisions for us. You know, we've got to get past all that. The all-knowing is what we all know. And the trick is tapping into it. What we have is the plan to tap into what we all know. And what happens it'll happen in America if things don't change. It'll happen in every country. What happens is the top gets all the cream, and the people down at the bottom get nothing. So what do? They get revolted, and then they have a revolution, and they, you know, fight and kill each other to put their own little dictator in place, and the whole process starts all over again. And what we've got to do is show people in countries around the world how they don't need a dictator in their country that calls itself a democracy. You know, I was driving around thinking today, how can we call ourselves a democracy when we have a governor? Somebody that governs us. How can you be a democracy that's of the people, by the people, and for the people? You know, you can't. And what they've done is they've, you know, used this terminology the wrong way. They're saying, well, America's a democracy. No, we are a republic. That's all they could build 240 years ago, where a handful of people do the thinking for everyone. In a democracy, and I call this a 21st century democracy, it's you, the people, that raise the issues, you, the people, debate the issues, you, the people, vote on the issues. And I don't think we can make it any easier. You got a TV, got a touch-tone phone, hey, you're ready to go.
Well, you know, I think the thing that I'm thinking about is the fact that if it starts at the community level, the evilness, as you might want to put it, or right. I'll put it.
Yeah, the absolute power corrupting absolutely, right.
And unfortunately, every country has this same issue with their leadership.
Absolutely.
It's you know, the king and queen of England, for crying out loud, or the prime minister. It doesn't matter. If you go to Italy or if you go to Spain, I mean, we look back at Mussolini any further back, you got the same thing.
Absolutely. And this is what we've learned, Neil. I apologize for cutting you off. But this is what we've learned, and we've only been able to learn this in the 21st century through the technology that we now have. We've learned in the 21st century, but by studying the human brain, that when the part of the brain is on, you know, the part that the seven deadly sins refer to, ego, pride, lust, power, when that part of the brain is on, the part of the brain that allows a person to know the difference between right from wrong is off. And that's why, you know, you hear these guys that are running these countries and they go, gosh, why'd they make that decision? That doesn't sound right. Well, it's because it's not right. It's because the people that you are allowing to do your thinking for you are brain dead. It's that absolute power corrupting absolutely. And that's why this plan gives everybody that equality of, if it's not power, because we know that power distorts our way of thinking, it's empowerment. It's like that toaster on your counter that is not plugged in. And what we're going to do is plug it in, and we were all built for 110 watts or volts of power. We know what would happen to a toaster if you plugged it into a 220. It wouldn't function any longer. What this does is it gives everybody an equal amount of power so that we can start feeling like the owners of our country as opposed to the customers. In fact, I'm the least political person on the planet. I hate it. I believe I take politics literally. I think we all need to listen to what God's trying to tell us. Poly means many. Ticks mean bloodsuckers. Poly ticks, many bloodsuckers are now controlling our lives. That's why they have all of our money and we're all broke. And when I heard Hillary Clinton call the citizens of the United States customers, I'm like, when did we go from being the owners of this country to the customers of this country?
Well, Dave, I'm going to interrupt you for a second because guess what? She also said that the government knows more than what the American people does, and that's why the American people need the government to tell them what the American people want to do.
Oh, wow. That sounds like Hitler.
Well, isn't that what our country's becoming?
Well, yeah, it really is, and that's what's so scary about the whole thing right now. You know, but they are never going to come up with a plan to change things. We, the people, have to come up with a plan, and it's not going to come from the politicians. It's going to come from ordinary citizens like you and I, and I think I've got a very good plan. I really do. I don't think we can make it any simpler. It's not about me. This plan is not. I don't have the answers for the people. All I have is the tools to find the answers, and, you know, it's been said that a great doctor doesn't have all the answers. He just knows where to find them. I don't have the answers, but I do know where to find them.
Dave, I'm gonna ask you to do this. You've also done a video just recently, or I don't know how recently, but a video with Gary Franchi. People can see that on YouTube, or can they get it from your site?
Yeah, if they go to our site, there's several pages. One of them is the video, and once again, our site is One Voice Now, onevoicenow.org. If they go there, there's the video, and there's also the solution and problem page that will walk them through how an issue goes through the community. It's very simple, and also there's a contact page, and if you would, I'd love to hear from you guys because our goal is to share this idea and get it out across America so that people can get busy, use that energy that you have, and start putting the necessary technology in place in your own community, put pressure on your city council, tell them that this is what we want our tax money's used for. We want to change the format for local public broadcasting station, and we want to use that as a communication tool to let we the people have a real voice in redesigning our communities.
And they can also get your book, Dave, The 3 Million Minds Changing America Piece by Piece, and that's P-I-E-C-E by P-E-A-C-E, which I think is very I like the term, the way you put that. And they can get that through Amazon or most book sources, from what I understand.
Yeah, if they go to our website, they can find the book there, too. And, you know, but really, it's not about selling the book. It's about about the people having freedom in our country. That's why our ancestors risked their lives to come across and to this country, because they know what no freedom is all about. And, you know, you and I, Neil, grew up at a time where you could get on your bike in the morning and take off, and your parents didn't have to worry about you, or you'd walk to your closest school, and you'd come home for lunch, or whatever it was. And we had a lot of freedom. And over the years, our freedom has disappeared because the politicians have stolen our freedom, and they feathered their own nests, and it's working for them, but it's not working for 95% of the American people now.
Well, Dave, I tell you what, I think our listeners, you know, like Marilyn, or Crystal from Marilyn, I mean, you know, you've given her an idea that she can go back to her people and say, look, doggone it. And by the way, before I go any further, Crystal, for your friends or anybody else out there listening, if you go to AmericanTruthFinders.com or BBSRadio.com, and on my site, I have on my homepage, there's a site called Archives. You can listen to any of the shows that I have that have been done. And Crystal, if you want your friends to hear this show tonight, probably by tomorrow night or Tuesday, this show will be on BBS's radio site, and you can go to our site at AmericanTruthFinders.com or BBSRadio.com. Because Dave, again, it's so important for people to understand that Agenda 21 is a very serious thing, and where you're at right now is fighting Agenda 21.
Absolutely. And if we fail to plan, we plan to fail. And nobody's standing up with the real plan. The only plan that people are participating in is let's change this goofy politician for another goofy politician. And remember, I mean, those guys, that part of the brain is off. You know, as soon as they win that election, their egos blow up. When they start getting that $17,000-$18,000 a month, when those people start coming to them with suitcases full of cash to get them to vote on issues to benefit them and not us, you know, these guys, all they care about is the money. And what we've got to do is care about our country and our future and our kids' future. And that's what this plan does. I hope your listeners really get involved, Neil. And, hey, we can do this. If everybody starts thinking the same thing at the same time, sort of like Perot had them thinking back 25 years ago when he had when he said technological town hall meeting on Larry King Live, America went crazy. Well, it's time for America to go crazy again. We've got to get this plan out there. It's not about me. It's not about Ross Perot. It's about the people. But it's a very simple plan. All we've got to do is take control of our public broadcasting stations locally, build the database, and we the people are up and running and fixing the country, and we can forget about all these politicians, and we can really start making this the country that it was and it can be again.
Well, you know, unfortunately, it's not like it was at the beginning of our government, Dave. And that is where they would go into Washington and do their voting, and they'd go back and run their farms. Today, these people have homes in two different states, and they don't come back and represent the people.
Right.
Sure, they'll have their little town hall meetings, but the bottom line is They invite the ones they want. We've got about 2 minutes left, Dave, before we've got to get off the air. And I didn't mean to interrupt you as much as I did, but I had a lot of questions for you.
Well, that's fine, Neil. I appreciate you having me on, and I appreciate the work that you're doing. And I, you know, I just hope we can continue doing programs like this and getting it out there and giving the people in America hope. Because right now, I think they're mad, and you know what? You get mad and they're scared, and I think that precedes violence. And I really don't think we need any more violence in America.
Well, I guess the thing we have to look at is what you're trying to say is you still think there's hope for America.
Absolutely. Yeah. As you know what? As long as they haven't destroyed our infrastructure, we can still live in a civilized life, not like what we did in Iraq to them and other countries, you know, by destroying their infrastructure and driving them back into the dark ages. We still have our infrastructure in place. All we've got to do is come up with a better plan for America. I think we've got it, Neil. I really do.
Well, Dave, I appreciate you coming on the show. And I really think that because we got less than a minute to go, I don't want to just lose it. But I really think that I want you to give the people will get a hold of you, but I want them to follow you on Facebook, and your website again is
it's onevoicenow.org, O-N-E voicenow.org, and there's about 5 or 6 pages. Get in touch with us and read the information, and I hope I hear from you because I'd love to work with you. We can do this, ladies and gentlemen. It's all up and running. All we've got to do is put the pieces of the plan together.
Okay. Dave, I hate to cut you off, but we're going to have to go out of here. Folks, thanks for tuning in. This is Neil Douglas. This is American Truth Finders every other Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific time. Really appreciate you tuning in. Join me on Facebook. This is Neil Douglas or at AmericanTruthFinders.com. In the meantime, God bless. Take care and be careful, everybody. And again, thanks, Dave Frank.